Welcome to another Moonshine Concert. We're going to be listening to Dixie Dregs from August 28th, 1999 at the Roxy in Hollywood, California. This is the third day of a three-day family reunion that Steve Morse set up that included nearly all the present and former Dixie Dregs members, except Frank Josephs and Mark Parrish on keyboards and violinist and guitarist Mark O'Connor. This is Steve Morse on guitar, Rod Morgenstein on drums, Jordan Rudess on keyboards, Dave LaRue and Andy West on bass guitars, Jerry Goodman and Alan Sloan on violins, with a guest appearance from Dweezil Zappa playing harmony guitar on a cover of his father's song, Peaches and Regalia.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the, this is probably the only Greg's gig of its kind you will see ever.
No doubt!
We have more than one version of the band to try it out for you. I'll explain more as we go along. And also, it's probably the only time that you can physically put your hands on some of the CDs being sold over there at the front door. I'd like to introduce everybody.
So it's Steve.
That's right.
First of all, we got your place of mind recording, who's brought a bunch of stuff and crammed into very small space to record everybody live. He has a very respectable job that he left for a few days just to help us out. And
what a concept!
Frank Solomon is actually in the back with he goes in and out of the office every once in a while to do this. So if you have any extreme questions about where can I get this or that, see he knows where to get at least three of them that you can't get anywhere else like right now.
I'm there.
Check it out.
Yeah.
Also, there's paraphernalia stuff like that. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. The T-shirts that they make you kind of say, "Why does it cost this much?"
It's a boot. That's why.
I guess it's kind of like gasoline. When they break it down with all the taxes. Anyway. Let's skip that. All right. So there's musicians. All I'll introduce them once on stage at the moment. First of all, our Ravish the Orchestra, and of course, the last three Dreads albums, Jerry Goodman. Yeah. Everybody's playing with other bands most of the time, so like I said, this is pretty unusual.
Yeah!
We're going to play a bunch of stuff, and it's a little bit longer than normal stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Are we talking 2 hours here? Oh my God!
Is judged upon, where people start to go, poo. But after you see yourself going like this, I'm checking your watch, it's probably only be about 25 more minutes.
And that's trying
to do a lot. Okay, I'm going to do this for everybody. I didn't forget anybody. I probably forgot to say something. I forgot to thank the opening act. We're playing one of only two extremely, well, not extremely, partially. Well, not partially, but sort of mellow tunes. This first one is called Night Meets Light.
My God, yeah! Woo!
Thank you.
Tim, so we're going to do like a few of these in a row. Lots of different influences. I think the mob is, well, we could talk to you. And of course, Frank Zappa was big influence. Zappa here. One of my favorites. It fits neatly into the, you know, here's a body for you to take this amount of things category, which is
instrumental.
A lot of songs much after.
How did they sing one song?
This one's called Peaches on the Vine. Oh,
Thank you.
point to the list would have been 1-2, though. I thought I had this really great idea of grouping the teams.
Great song! Good song selection!
This one is just a weird tune. Last night, Frank Zappa's wife came to the game and she said that she thought this would remind her the most of this kind of work. So, I take that as a great compliment. This one's called Iceberg.
Thank you.
started. It started with two guys. Basically, this guy, the mystery guy. No, he's not a mystery guy. He played on all the first seven albums, and
he was.
He's the band that made the weirdest to wear his rings. I'm forgetting like of the, I don't know, kind of like the spiritual nature of the band. What can I say? Co-founder of Dixie Dregs and bass player, Andy West. Where are you, Andy? Roger, our beloved road manager, Twins Lennon. Spent a lot of years with us after the Allman Brothers broke up. He went to Allman Brothers to help us out. And he was with us until the day he died. That was excellent. We were on the road tour. We named this team after him. Tonight we're pleased to have his brother, Scoots Lennon, with us in the audience. He goes for my entire set because he broke up. We gave all the way to Georgia just to hear this gig, because this is a pretty unusual thing. This one's dedicated to Scoots and Twigs. It's called Twigs and Crew.
I'm not afraid to
going to be two tunes that were kind of sort of in a certain way, kind of laid back or mellow or something like that. Just the other one. It's a title track on the second album that we did. By the way, this live album should be on Zero Records. So it's called Be a Few Months. It takes a few months for the rest to be hired on the MP3 and distributed worldwide before the release. Anyway, Zero Records. Great. This is funny.
Be distributed worldwide. Worldwide.
Thank you.
Sherry Goodman and Violin, David Lee and Bess. And we're going to do our first ever kind of ensemble. Seven-piece dress. It's never been done before. Seven-piece dress. There are some great things that come from spontaneous. There's some surprises that come from spontaneous. Well, all in all, I'd say it's been pretty good. This tune is just bombastic. It's kind of a simplistic classical style writing. Yeah, it describes the whole adventure. It's called The Odyssey.
Steal the dark soul of the past. Thank you.
We've just listened to Dixie Dregs at the Roxy in Hollywood, California on August 28, 1999. You can find out more at stevemorse.com. You've been listening to Moonshine Concerts.